All right, everybody, welcome to the Legends Lovers podcast. I'm super stoked to have you guys back with us. It is current, the release date of this episode will be the 21st of June. And before we kick off this episode, I know if people listening might not notice a theme, but I have been kind of posting or trying to post on Tuesdays and Fridays. Not really kind of specific, but like the quick facts, like the Nomi Sunrider, I was trying to do those every Friday and I just couldn't get to it this Friday. And then Tuesday I couldn't do it. So it's just kind of, you know, where I'm at right now. It's, I podcast when I can podcast and when I can't, I can't. So we'll bring, I'm bringing back another quick facts episode. Before we, get into it, I just want to kind of, you know, plug the podcast. So if you guys are listening with a friend and you don't listen through this medium, you can also find us on Anchor, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Google Podcast, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Spotify, and Breaker. But yeah, you guys can find us at all those locations or platforms. You can also check out our YouTube channel. I've done one video. Sorry, everybody, there's a fire truck driving by our window. You can find the YouTube channel. I posted one video just about a couple of books that you guys can check out. Just to get the YouTube channel out there as a location where you guys can contact me. You can also email me at legendslovers@protonmail.com. That's a great way to email me. That should be in the link in the description. That link should be in the description below. I actually did recently get an email about Ahsoka and some other things like that, so we'll be touching up hopefully either this Tuesday or next Tuesday. This Tuesday, I would like to hook up with Eli and talk about the Celestials. That's one thing that I had done a lot of research on purpose for the episode, and then I ended up doing some research afterwards that was kind of helpful. But now that, also, don't forget to call in. That link should be in the description below. And if it's not, you guys can always go to anchor.fm/legendslovers. So that's always a website you can check out. So if you need anything like platforms, go there. But basically, this episode, I want to talk about the Thoyor. And so the reason why I came up with this is, I was reading the Dawn of the Jedi Into the Void. And so I'm on like the last 20 pages of the book, and I'm taking it slow, but I'm reading it. And so there's this, they keep mentioning TYA, and then it stands for Thoyor Arrival. And I'm like, what the heck is a Thoyor? And so I actually noticed on the front cover of the book, there's like this mortis, like it looks like two pyramids attached to each other. And they're floating in the air. So it looks kind of like a pyramid version of Mortis from the Clone Wars series. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. And so I was like, I wonder what that is. Maybe they'll explain it. And it doesn't really in the book. But I was like, well, what is that called? And so I'm like, well, we'll see. And so I did some research on the book. And it turns out that that is called a Thoyor. And so I wanted to talk about that this this week. And so I'm on Wikipedia. Looked this up, and it's really, really actually interesting. So this one is something that it's actually quite short. So it should be, this episode might run a little long, but I can give you more depth, into what this, Thoyor is. So, and if you're wondering, if you're really not getting a good image of what it looks like, don't worry, if depending on your platform, the podcast episode image will be a Thoyor. So that will be taken. Like last week, an image of Nomi Sunrider, and a couple weeks ago, one of the Revan novelization summaries. I had Revan as an image. And if I know on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, it doesn't. It just shows you the logo. You can always go to anchor.fm/legendslovers or Spotify. I know most people have access to that. Spotify. It has the different pictures, but basically to get on with it, so here I'll give you the background. This is basically a summary of a Thoyor. So it's I'm pronouncing it Thoyor. It's spelled Tho space Yor. So Thoyor. That's how I say it. If it's not how you say it, give me an email or call in. Gotta give you that plug. But I'll go ahead and give it to read what they have. This is on Wikipedia. So you guys can look it up if you want to. I typed in Star Wars Thoyor and it pops right up. But anyways, to get back onto it, it says the Thoyor was given the Thoyor was the name given to the eight great pyramidal shape ships that carried the force sensitive ancestors of the Jedi Order to Tython. So again, I don't know if I'm saying this right, but it's J-E apostrophe D-A-I-I. It's basically Jedi, but the apostrophe, I don't know, so I call it Jedi. But they carried the ancestors of the Jedi Order, so Tython, in 36,453 BBY. So that's, for those of you who don't know, anyone listening to this podcast probably knows, but I'm gonna say it anyways. BBY stands for Before the Battle of Yavin, which basically is when the Death Star was destroyed by Luke Skywalker. So it was carried in what, and so continuing with what it says, in what was termed the first migration. Following their arrival on Tython, the ships spread out around the planet and deposited their passengers onto the world where they constructed cities and temples at the spot of their arrival. For millennia, the Thoyor remained at the site of these temples, floating mysteriously or buried in the ground. It wasn't until the Force Wars that the members of the Order discovered that Thoyor could be weaponized to defend the planet by concentrating a large amount of force energy and channeling it into the Thoyor. So that's basically a quick background. I might get if depending on the time we have left on this episode, I might go into the Thoyor arrival. Really, there's actually I'm clicked on it right now. There's nothing really on it except for it's marked as TYA, which stands for Though Your Arrival. So this is gives you the good quality content that you're looking for on the Though Your. So to get into history, and remember this is Wikipedia. Literally right here on the page, I see the button where you can edit it. So take it with a grain of salt, but still, it allows for good information and stuff. So I'll go ahead and start breaking it down. So on the planet Ando Prime, the order of Dai Bendu monks discovered one of these ancient and massive pyramidal ship constructs resting half buried within a snowy cradle high in the Andobi Mountains. Realizing the odd pyramid was of alien origin and sensing in the Force that it contained important mysteries that would be revealed to them at some point in the future, the monks named the relic Thoyor. To that end, the mystics continued to contemplate the artifact and meditate on it for a millennium until 36,453 BBY. The starship finally opened itself, and using the Force to communicate with the Dai Bendu, invited the monks aboard. The Thoyor subsequently rose from the planet's surface and traveled into outer space. So I'm gonna kind of summarize a little bit more and cut it off, just that way I'm not doesn't sound like I'm reading it. So that was basically the beginning. So after it left the Ando Prime with the Dai Bendu monks, it traveled to other traveled to many other different worlds to gather more force sensitive scholars, scientists, and warriors and the like. And there were seven other Thoyor, and so everybody knows. Like Tython, if you're a Legends fan, Tython is the origin, the birthplace of the Jedi. And so when you read this book, and I don't know if any of my listeners have or any of you guys have, but reading this book, it's like they don't know where they came from, because it's like 20. The book is based 25,000 like 200 BBY. So this is like 11 years after the Thoyor, 11,000 years after the Thoyor arrival. So they've kind of forgotten where they came from. And so they talk about like Wookiees and Sith, and like this is their birthplace and stuff like that. And so you think this is where they originated, but then you go out in Legends and not reading this book, and it talks about Korriban, the birthplace of the Sith, or Kashyyyk, the birthplace of the Wookiees, and those are just a couple examples. And so it's a little bit confusing. I know those. I'm using those as examples because I don't know where humans are from. I think some say Coruscant. I don't really know, but so here's where all the other ships were submerged. Seas of Manan, where Selkath scholars and scientists contemplated the structure. Kashyyyk, Thoyor was in the tree forests, protected by the Wookiee warriors. Dathomir, and then also, yeah, the shamans actually went on it with rancors. Sorry, but yeah, so it's really cool, how like all these specific species that we like are very prominent in all of the movies and TV shows are the worlds, and I think this is kind of written towards the after all of those like prominent creatures and species have been introduced. But yeah, so it Thoyor traveled all across the galaxy. So it basically harvested all of these species, and then and it included humans, Sith, Cathar, Zabrak, Deveronians, Nogri, I don't know if I'm saying that right, Celestians, and many others. That's not all of them. And so they navigate like space-time irregularly. Itties. I don't know how to say that. I'm sorry. I should know how to say that. And so basically traveled to the deep core, and then they the Thoyor all came together in the year 36,453 BBY within a star system which had 11 uninhabited planets, and then gathered on Tython. And so when all eight Thoyor had assembled around the largest continent, I believe. Let me backtrack. Gathering on a jungle planet that was located in the fifth orbital position around a large orange star, the strange ships gathered around a larger colossal Thoyor, which was found hovering above a monolithic stone tower. When all eight Thoyor had assembled around the largest one, the planet heralded their arrival with a massive forest storm, a weather phenomenon wherein the planet's raw force energy erupted in the form of violent lightning, ground quakes, and high winds. While still aboard the Thoyor, and the passengers of these ships were able to sense the great tower above which they floated, and were unified together as a single people. Not long after, the eight Thoyor departed from the monolith and shot out across the jungle planet, scattering across the surface before settling in different regions of the world. When the Thoyor had settled in their unique regions, they let people out, and they created the Jedi Order. And at each Thoyor, they created temples, and it's more specific on the names of the temples. And in this part, I actually think is really interesting. And in the book, the chasm, it doesn't really give us much detail of what that looks like, at least to the point where I'm at. I still have like 20, 30 pages left. So much can change in that amount of time. But this paragraph is so cool. Just about the Thoyor. But anyways, I'm gonna read it just straight from the Wikipedia. The Thoyor remained mysterious and ever present throughout the history of the Order, with the Jedi meditating on the deep enigma of where they came from and what purpose they served. During the initial year of the Force Wars, two significant discoveries were made. Firstly, the sigil on the sides of the Thoyor was the key to breaking through the chaos wall of the chasm. So, as far as I am, the chaos wall is not mentioned in the chasm in Dawn of the Jedi Into the Void book, but the chasm is very prominent in the book. But towards the end, at least, to continue, this wall was an invisible barrier that caused any who passed through it to go mad. If the symbol was embedded in the mind of the traveler, they could successfully pass through the barrier unharmed. This barrier was erected by an unknown group of to safeguard the Infinity Gate, which was constructed at the bottom of the chasm long before the arrival of the Jedi. And that's the weird version of the Jedi name. Additionally, activation of the Kawa Holocron revealed the Kawa civilization had knowledge of the Thoyora and their purposes. The gatekeeper of the Holocron, Anag, showed the Jedi Tasha Ryo how to weaponize the Thoyora and use them as massive cannons against the Infinite Empire. The Thoyora was capable of firing orange beams of light from various ports on its surface, destroying several Rakatan ships in the process. So that's some cool stuff about it. It mentions the Rakatan Empire and the Kawa civilization, which is one of those ancient civilizations like the Gree and the Rakatan, Rakata and the Celestials in the Atlas, that book that I have that I've mentioned many, many times. So I might do a quick podcast episode on the Rakata, the Gree, Kawa. I think that'd be fun just to give some background on that. If you guys have a suggestion or a comment, you know what to do. I mentioned it every episode I mention it. But that's going to wrap it up for this episode. So remember that you can call in. The link's in the description. You can email me at legendslovers@protonmail.com. That email is in the description as well. You guys can listen to me on all the different platforms like that I have available. So that's iTunes, Overcast, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Google Podcast, which I did get fixed, if you don't know. I already said iTunes. Pocket Cast. Yeah, Spotify too. Don't forget you can message. I really enjoy doing this quick facts. I hope you guys enjoy it too. It's actually doing pretty well with the other episodes, and I'm enjoying all of just having fun. I really want to thank everybody listening. I can see how many total plays I have and an estimated audience size on Anchor. And so right now, as I'm doing this podcast, it's on the 20th. I have 99 total plays, and I have an estimated audience of 12 people. So it's really been very fun to do this. Remember, if you want to leave a review, or if your podcast platform of choice allows you to leave one, I have got two rules for you, or really just one rule. Make it good. Or if you have a problem with something I say or do, try to make it a constructive criticism. Or if you don't want to leave a comment, you don't want to look like a Debbie Downer, I don't know. I don't think, if you do, I don't care. You know, be you. That's all I can encourage you to do. But you can email me or call me. But with that, I'm going to end this the way I would like to end every episode. The Force will be with you always.